This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
You better watch out, because when the flood comes, the Mothman cometh.
Oh no.
Oh yes. I hear all about the Mothman in Chicago. He must be all over the news.
Did you see that viral video that was going around this morning?
Yes.
How do you know what I'm going to say?
Oh, this morning? No, I didn't see it this morning.
Yeah, so calm down there. Pipe down.
Simmer down.
It was like a security camera picked up motion coming up to a picture window, and this was in Wisconsin of a cougar.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Ross posted it on Twitter.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, I can only imagine that dog or cat that the cougar saw and went up to the picture window. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, that's part of the reason why we fenced our yard. Partially to leave, you know, so we can let the dogs out and they can just roam around. Mm-hmm. But we've got a family of coyotes that live in the woods behind our house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't want, like, the girls playing outside or, you know, whatever. The Smart. Dogs go out there and get attacked. They were yapping tonight.
Ugh.
I heard something howling. I'm assuming a dog, but maybe not. Could be a dad coyote. And then I heard I heard the other coyotes. They sounds like a baby crying, you know what I mean? I don't know if you ever heard a coyote before.
Yeah, I have. It's a little disarming, because you certainly don't expect it to be that sound.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird. I don't know if you know this today, Nick, but for this episode, we have a brand new sponsor.
No, I didn't know this.
Yeah, you didn't know that. Now you know.
Yeah.
This episode of the Nerdy Legion podcast is brought to you by Spooky Town. What's Spooky Town, you say? It's the new Kickstarter from friend of the show and often sponsor, Luke Foster.
Ah, friend of the show and has been on the show.
He has.
Let's make that distinction.
He has a Kickstarter out.
That's exciting.
So, I'm not going to give you the Kickstarter link because, you know, let me tell you, Nick, Kickstarter, terrible job with links.
Oh, it ranks up there with Bitly.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Uh-oh.
But Kickstarter links are like kickstarter.com/yomama/comics/ plus Alpha Omega Epsilon Luke Foster, and I'm like, whoa, I can't give this link on the podcast. So instead, I created our own link to the Kickstarter. So if you want to support Luke, who is freaking awesome, and he wears the best Hawaiian shirts, you can go to bit.ly/bananasinmypants and support the Kickstarter today.
Nice.
I figured I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, good on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always great to have support for the show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen Black Panther yet. We're not going to talk about that then.
Nah, I should be seeing it Friday or this weekend.
All right, fair enough. I want to talk about Marvel. Have you heard the news about Marvel? It's a damn shame.
That they messed up my Venom, but no, I haven't heard.
Whoa. Now we have to talk about this instead. All right, forget the Marvel news. Let's talk about Venom. No. We're talking about Venom.
No, it's your show.
It's your show. I just hang out with you.
No.
All right, what's the problem with Venom? That art looks awesome.
No, I have no problem with that. I just don't like Eddie Brock as a character.
Why not?
I want Flash Thompson as Venom.
All right, what makes Flash a better Venom than Eddie?
He is not one-dimensional.
Okay, fair enough. That's a good answer, Nick. I have no comeback.
Thank you.
You're a master of your craft. This podcast is over. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
We'll be back next week.
I'm tight with my verbiage.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like it.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, though, man. Freaking Donnie Cates is writing it.
Hey, it's a great... And Declan Shalvey doing it, I'm all about it.
No. It's Stegman. Ryan Stegman.
Oh, Ryan Stegman. Yeah. He's good. He's great.
He is?
Yeah.
I think Declan is a DC exclusive, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I think he is.
Wow. What's he going to be on?
What's he been doing?
One of the terrible Justice League offshoots?
I don't know. I got to think about that. He was doing the backup story in All-Star Comics that had the Signal. What's his name? Duke?
Oh, okay.
He was doing that backup.
I haven't read any of those, so. The last I read was his Moon Knight? Is that right?
He wasn't in that. That was Greg Smallwood. Shelby was...
What was I thinking?
I don't know. He's got a creative-run series, too, I think. I don't know if they're married or not. Was it Jordy? He's dating Jordy, right? Jordy Belair?
That sounds right.
Now I'm excited for this Venom, dude. The art looks awesome. The art looks awesome. It was pretty funny, too, because I posted it, and I tagged Jack and Ronnie, because I'm sure they're going to talk about it on Ultimate Marvel. And Ronnie made the joke that Eric is wearing the symbiote now. You know, Exo-Manowar.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Because they've got that one panel of Eddie on there. He's got this long hair, and he looks like a barbarian. It's pretty sweet.
Right.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, that Declan was doing Moon Knight with Warren Ellis.
Oh, right. Yeah. The first arc. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was before Smallwood came on.
Right.
You're right. I still prefer Smallwood. Smallwood's so... God.
Oh, they're both pretty
good. Is he going to be a C2E2?
That? I don't know.
I haven't even looked at the guest list.
I already told Ronnie, I'm like, I'm going to do everything that I did last year, but backwards. I'm going to be shopping and going through the creator tables Friday. Saturday, I'll be doing all of the panels, and then Sunday is a fart around day.
Yeah, I like that plan. I was thinking about doing more panels this year, because last year we only did, what, two, right? We did the Valiant panel and the Aftershock panel.
Yep.
And that was fun.
It just, Saturday gets too jammed up. I can't stand being in that crowd for that long of time.
Yeah.
Unless we're like, okay, it's 2:00, let's bail, let's blow this taco joint, you know?
I think, I don't think I'm going to get books this year.
Ooh.
Because last year I got, like, a bunch of indie books.
Mm-hmm. And I still haven't read them.
And I still haven't read them. And it's almost another C2E2. So I think...
You could buy some indie, some small press.
Wait a second, this is a Footy Cootie panel? What the hell?
What the hell?
Alright, remember, I talked to you about Footy Cootie.
Yes, you did. And I still have to read...
Death Betty. God, it's so much fun.
Looking forward to it.
Damn, there's a Footy Cootie panel Friday night. What's happening here?
Oh, boy.
I can't do that. I have to drink.
Well, there is no Valiant beer, right? So
there's no Valiant beer. Yep.
You could go to that panel.
I mean, I could, but I probably won't. Maybe I'll stalk Katie Lotz. That's what I'll do on Friday.
Oh, God.
No. So last year I bought a bunch of indie books. Didn't read any of them. Matter of fact, they're still in my con bag.
Like, oh, jeez.
I haven't even emptied out my con bag.
Wow.
Because I went to Heroes after C2E2, but I used a different bag.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you weren't forced to actually pull that stuff out and read it, or put it behind you in the on the shitter.
Correct.
To read it.
Correct. But yeah. I've got space in the studio, so maybe I'll finally pull them out of the bag.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. But I think, so my plan this year, I only have two things I want to do. I want to either get a commission or purchase some original art from Phil Hester.
Ooh.
Because I thought about it last year and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do it this year. And
shouldn't you be hitting him up now?
Yeah, I guess you're right, huh? Like, if I want a commission.
Like, I mean, I hate to say it. If I was up for a commission and I had the cash, I would be hitting up the creators now, knowing that there's not too many conventions, one. And if they started it now... And we're, you know, good boys and started it now, or good girls, the amount of detail and time that they might take on it would be 10 times better than hitting them up when they finally get around a week before the con and throw out the arbitrary tweet of like, I'm taking commissions, here's my link.
Yeah, it's pretty smart. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
There's not a lot of cons happening right now. So yeah. You might pull off a pretty darn good piece.
That's a good point. All right, so maybe I'll do it this weekend then. Because I need to plan it. I want to plan a little better this year.
Good.
You know, because the C2E2 app is really good.
Any ideas what you'd go with?
No, I'm not sure yet. But I want to get something from Phil, and Matt Kent's going to be there. Yes. So I want to get something from Matt.
Nice.
And I don't know what yet. But I'm thinking about a Sandman commission from Matt.
Oh, wow.
Golden Age Sandman.
Oh, very nice.
Because, you know, he's got that style, right?
Yeah.
So I think it'll fit pretty well. Either that, or since I'm on this Kong the Conqueror kick right now,
mm-hmm.
I might get him to do a Kong the Conqueror, because I think he would fucking rock it.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm on the side.
I would be hitting both of them up early. Especially Kent, because who the hell knows how many pieces he, if he's just going to, like, procrastinate and start it, like, Thursday night when he gets into Chicago?
Yeah.
Like, is that when he's going to start his commissions? Which I wouldn't doubt. And if that's the case, it's like, how many can he really do by the weekend?
Yeah, that's true. And see, the thing is...
Are you going to get one rushed? That's what I would be worried about. Like, oh, Martin, are you going to be here all weekend? Note to self, let me start that Sunday around 2.
Right.
Oh, boy, come on. I mean, I hate to say it. If I was you, I would even accidentally tell a little fib and be like, no, my last day's Saturday, but I'm here all day Saturday. Because I would not want, like, last year, if you remember, you were so exhausted, you were just like, I don't even know how long I'm going to last. I'm going to do a round and see the panel, and I might be out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you don't want to be like, hey, Martin, I'll have this done Sunday by 5. Can you stick around? What? No. No. Yeah. I got to drive.
Well, we have, what, like 6 weeks, 7 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so soon.
It really depends on if these guys want to get ahead or not, or even if they have time to get ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least you threw it out, so in my head, if all of a sudden Martin approaches me and he's paid me a month before any of these other people, guess what, you should go to the top of the pile, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ryan Brown is going to be there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying, yeah, dude. Well, I gotta check the guest list. I haven't even looked at it. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna do that right now. Because I need to know.
I like it.
That's anybody that's jumping off right now at me. I mean, it looks like the same crew from last year.
Tyler Crook from Harrow-Con.
Oh, yeah, Harrow-Con.
Actually, his style would be pretty cool for vintage Sandman.
Yes, would.
That would look really sharp.
Oh, Humberto Ramos is going to be there? God.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
You got to really pick and choose. But the sweet thing about this, their website, they give the little Chicago blue and red star. You know how like Chicago is sort of that
yeah.
They're sort of known for that. That's up in the corner of all the Chicago artists. So you can sort of be guaranteed that like Tim Seeley will come back, that Kyle Higgins, he'll be back. So if you accidentally miss him, you miss him.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably be back some other year, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I got to plan this. I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to plan it. I'm going to download the app. The freaking CB2 app is awesome.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm going to plan my weekend and go from there. Of course, I have to stop and see Tom King and say hello.
I would be interested in that. I don't know if that panel would be worth going to because it's going to be so big and huge. But I would be curious about it.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude! We were talking about Will's Portacio last time. He's going to be there.
Nice.
Holy moly! I got to dig out my wet works. Oh, jeez, Christ. Mm.
I sort of like some. I mean, I think this group of artists and writers are a little better.
Than last year?
A little more in my wheelhouse, let's say that.
Oh, okay.
Like Mark Wade, let's hope there's a panel. You know, like there's people that I want to hear from in panels.
Yeah, right. Well, I definitely want to get to a bunch of panels because I want to record them. Partially because I put that in my application.
Nice.
But, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But see, like, all right, so, because last year I looked at the guest list. And mm-hmm. It seems like there were more people there than were on the guest list.
I don't doubt that.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to plan that. I've got to do some work in the studio this weekend.
Mm.
I'm wiring it up. And then after that, I'll have time to do.
Yeah, I don't like... I've reached out to a couple podcasters, social influencers, artist writers, just like, hey, are you coming to C2E2 this year? And I heard back from one person. Oh, it was Matt Hawkins. And he's like, well, they don't give me a break on a table. They don't help out with any of my expenses. and I can't afford to send talent and myself there for the weekend.
Interesting.
And it's like, wow, really? They don't pay for like a hotel? Like when Wizard World used to host it in Rosemont, like talent would be set up in the hotel, like right across the street. Like that's just a given. So I can't blame any of these people if it's like, oh my God, I have to pay my own way. Are you kidding me? Unless you're, you know, Frank Miller coming in because you're a spotlighted guest.
Yeah. So you think that's what it is? Do you think it's because it's a big con they don't do that? Because I wonder if like, New York Comic Con or San Diego or do the same thing.
This used to be a really small con and then it just exploded. So who the hell knows what rules they're following, you know? Or it could be a Reed Pop thing since Reed Pop came in and bought them out. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. There's gotta be a reason.
They have a lot of good people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure DC is picking up the people that they want to bring in. Sure. The big boys.
Well, you know, I'm sure Mark Waid is going to have a panel because Marvel's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year they had that booth, but there was nobody there from Marvel, right? It was like an empty booth.
Mm-hmm.
They just had screens and whatever there.
Right.
But they're actually going to be there this year, so. Mm.
I like that Alan Davis and Farmer are there. That's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like Alan Davis.
Yeah, I just love that those two are pretty connected at the hip.
He was doing that one book that I enjoyed. Oh, God, what was it? I don't think it did very well. Oh, no, that's Shane Davis. Never mind.
Ooh.
Shane Davis was doing a book where these people become, like, superheroes in, like, a video game.
Huh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I don't mind Shane Davis.
I like Shane Davis. He's a much better artist than a writer, but...
For sure. And if Christopher Priest has a panel, I would like to see that.
Oh,
my
God,
hope
yeah.
is... It will not be on the same panel that Tom King's on.
Well, Priest...
But it probably will.
What's the deal with Priest? Let me think about that. I gotta think about that. Yeah. Because he was doing... God, that upsets me, man. So, right now he's writing Justice League.
Yes.
But that's going away because they're putting a new writer in Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Snyder stuff. Because Snyder's doing like 50 Justice League
right.
coming out of DC Metal.
Yep.
So Priest is going to be off of Justice League, and it's too bad because I really like what he's doing with it. It's not for everybody because
it's got to be better than Brian Hitch, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I mean, I didn't mind the Hitch run. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know. There was so much baggage, right? It was the same story from New 52.
Yeah. To me, I think it was a good concept. The stories. But they went on too long.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I sort of understand how they go on too long because why not make a story go longer because you're writing and drawing, you know? So I get it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So anyway, so
Christopher
he's out.
Priest, I would love to see a panel with him.
And Priest was doing the Inhumans book at Marvel, but I think that finished. So I don't know what he's up to now. I should look that up.
Well, just going by the way the website is, the only, like, his credits are Marvel and DC, so...
Yeah, right.
Who the hell knows, like, who's paying his bill?
Oh, here you go. 50 answers in 50 minutes with Mark Waid.
Oh.
That's on Saturday.
Oh, that'll be good. I'm glad that's Saturday, too. Okay, good.
There's an American Gods panel Saturday. God, that was so boring. Have you ever read that book?
I tried to a couple times, couldn't get through.
Okay, good. It wasn't just me then. Look, I love Neil Gaiman, but here's the thing. You know, the TV show was coming out. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the show, but first I'm going to read the book.
Sure.
Because I never read it. And it had been in my Audible game for like years. The full cast reading of American Gods.
Oh, man.
Yeah. For 3 years. And finally I was like, all right, you know what? I've had this long enough. I'm going to read it or listen to it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's pretty boring. I was very disappointed because so many people talk like really like highly of it.
Oh yeah. A lot of people love it.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, maybe I'm just that jerk that thinks this is not very good. But now that you say as well, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Sorry.
This episode of the Legion podcast brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook today by going to nerdlegion.com/audible. And you keep them, dude. You keep them. It's free. You get one book for free. It's yours.
It's on us.
Don't get American Gods though. Let's see. Matt Kent's going to be in the panel.
Nice.
Artists Who Write, Creation of Comics. Yeah, I gotta go to that.
And when's that?
That's Saturday.
Oh, see, it's all coming together, dude.
There's an Aurel Stein panel. Not going to that. let's see. Ghost in the Shell panel. Not going to go to that. Mm-hmm. Legends of Tomorrow with Katie Lotz, Brandon Routh, and Dominic Purcell. I am so there. If, listen, here, let me tell you something. If, if Jesus decides that on April 7th, 2018, he's going to unleash the rapture, come down from heaven, and save his people, and he comes up to me and says, Martin, I have come to rapture your ass and take you to heaven. But it's at the time that the Legends of Tomorrow panel is, I'm going to be like, sorry, Jesus, got to take a rain check.
What if Jesus did that and then you said, can I climb into her cleft chin first just for an hour before this panel? And little baby Jesus is like, yeah, absolutely.
All right. If sweet 8 pound, 6 ounce baby Jesus told me I could just climb into that chin, then I'd probably be okay with that. Then I'll miss the panel. But okay. But I don't think baby Jesus would do that. Baby Jesus wouldn't even know what that means. You know what I mean?
Well, then he would see your chin and be like, I do get it now. Thank you.
But he's a baby. He won't get
it. But he understands everything.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Little baby Jesus works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to that. I don't care what you fools are doing. I'm going to the Legends of Tomorrow panel. I love that show.
Thank God it's not an acting panel. So that's good.
Look, I don't care how the acting is. Okay?
I know you don't.
I understand the show is pretty cheesy. But that's why I love it. That's why I love it.
I love Brandon Routh. I like him a lot.
It's why I love it, dude. Forget that, dude. Dominic Purcell's got the best job in the world. Every time he shows up in that show, he's literally just like either drinking beer or eating a taco. He doesn't do anything else.
When is that? When's that panel?
I don't know. They don't have times on here, but it's Saturday.
Saturday? Man, everything's on Saturday. Holy Christ.
There's an Overwatch panel, but I'm not going to go to that.
I don't know. That's your new jam.
Yeah, I don't care, though. It's the voices of Overwatch. Like, I just want to watch people blow shit up.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Cullen Bunn and Tyler Crook. Oh, my.
Oh.
Gotta go to that.
Is that Saturday, too?
That's Saturday.
Dude, we're going to have to do some Sophie's Choice. You realize this, right?
Most likely.
There's no way all these panels are lining up so you can hit everyone. No way. When we get timed, let's have an episode where we Sophie's Choice.
All right, yeah, we need to do that.
Okay.
Let's see. Twisted Tunes, don't know what that is. Netflix and Hasbro present Stretch Armstrong Season 2. Did you know that they're doing a Stretch Armstrong animated series on Netflix?
I do now.
All right, so I heard about this, but I haven't watched it. Well, anyways, they're doing a panel at C2E2.
Sheesh.
All right, let's see. Sunday. We've got Designing the Marvel Cinematic Universe with Ryan, whoever this is, head of visual development at Marvel. ElfQuest.
Oh.
I might have to admit, you know what? Dennis and I might go to that because Dennis also loves ElfQuest. ElfQuest, 40 Years of Pointed Ears. That's a great title.
That's a really good title. Is that with who's the married couple that does it?
Wendy and Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's fun. That's a really cool thing for them to do.
Dude, that's a classic, man. 40 years?
I love it.
And they're still putting out ElfQuest stuff every so often.
Hey, it's the best title I've heard so far.
Absolutely. All right, let's see. Goosebumps, Ghosts, and Babysitters. That's a terrible title. It's got Aurel Stein. Aurel Stein, shame on you. Your man thing was terrible. All right, next one.
Yuck. Well, let's not forget, let's preface everything right now. Sunday is Family Day.
Yeah, well, since you're talking about Family Day.
So that makes all of the things that you just mentioned, like, that's actually pretty smart programming that they're putting in.
Well.
All this stuff is very family related.
That's true. There's also a Rick and Morty live draw thing. There's a This Is Us panel on Sunday.
Yeah, this is all good.
However.
This is all smart stuff.
For those of us that don't care about that stuff, there's a Mortal Kombat panel. On Sunday.
Seriously.
And that's
Hey, don't forget where Midway originally started.
Yeah, I know.
Just to let you know, I mean, that's a hometown thing. And guess what? If you're going to have that going on, you're a big Mortal Kombat fan, you could possibly get, because they're still pretty local. There's a lot of local people still here. You could probably get a pretty stellar panel for a Mortal Kombat talk.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's sort of exciting.
Yeah, I
that
guess.
Isn't throwaway. That isn't a throwaway thing. That's pretty cool.
Dude, Mortal Kombat was a jam back then.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, it's the voices of the characters.
Yeah.
That's who the panel is. Holy moly, where's Ed Boon?
I was about to say, is Boon there? Because I know he's still in Chicago.
He's not listed on the panelist.
You don't list Ed Boon. Come on now.
Oh, dude.
He just swoops in.
If I find out that Ed Boon's going to be there, maybe I'll go.
Dude, I hate to say it. I think I might be going, period. That sort of sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like, how many concept artists might be there? Or, you know, it's like, that could be sort of neat.
Yeah.
And I like hearing the history of video games just as much as I do comics.
It could be cool. It's a panel dedicated to the history of Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3.
Come on. Do you need anything else? That's pretty awesome.
Get over here!
Yeah, finish him. I might have a pretty geek out moment walking around Artist Alley.
Yeah.
Klaus Johnson is going to be at a table somewhere.
He is. I saw that.
I know.
Ooh. He wasn't there last year, right?
No, he wasn't. No, I might have my Lee Weeks moment that I told you about with my wife. That might be my Klaus Johnson moment.
Oh, God, dude. Lee Weeks was so awesome.
I'm just going to have to hide behind your shoulder and just peer over it and be like, that's Klaus Johnson. Nick, just go talk to him. Say something. Say thank you. And I can't.
Oh, look, we've got our party for Friday.
What?
C2E2 late night karaoke.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I'll take a karaoke party. I'll take a karaoke party. Well, it'd be better if it was a Kasume karaoke. Which, that would be a good title, too, just to let you know. That rolled right off the tongue.
That is awesome. You are a master of your craft.
Oh, God, that'd be so good.
Master of your craft. Let's see. Thursday is a drinking. I won't be there Thursday, though. I'll be there early Friday, probably. Well, I don't know yet. We'll see.
Yeah, I was going to say, pump the brakes first.
But there's a drinking draw Thursday night.
Oh, neat. Yeah, those are always cool.
Yeah, the drinking draws are fun, man. I go, when we go to SC Comic Con, I'll go with the girls, and then I'll bring them home when the con ends, and then I'll head back out and go.
Nice.
Yep. Although, I don't know if I'll do that this year. Now that Valiant has collapsed, those guys won't be there, so I'm not going to hang out with them.
Wow.
I don't know who else is going to show up.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, the girls will like going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're excited. Reagan and Heather went to Atlanta this past weekend.
Oh, I know. I liked plenty of their photos.
Oh, I'm sure they were posting on Facebook, yeah.
Yep, they were fun.
Yeah. Reagan met her favorite artist at the con, so she got something from her.
Yeah, I know. She looked like she was 10 years old.
She did, right?
And she looked like a foot shorter than Reagan.
Well, Reagan's pretty tall, dude. Reagan's probably like 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah, she looked pretty small.
Yeah, but she was excited about that. And then she was showing me the Nobles, which apparently are a YouTube channel for Undertale people. They do like cosplay.
Buddy, I saw that picture too. That was pretty awesome. And plenty of people were very happy to take pictures, which was very cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So they did that, and then Zoe and I went to see Black Panther.
Good, I like that. And did she like it?
She wanted to go see Peter Rabbit.
I could see how she would lean that way, sure. Yeah.
But I watched the trailer, and I was like, there's no way in hell.
Yeah, that looks bad in many, many different dimensions.
Yeah, like, you know, when you have kids, you have no choice but to compromise with your kids. Sometimes you go see stuff you don't really want to see. But, like, if it looks cool, we'll go see it, right? So, like, they just released the trailer for Incredibles 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe and Reagan and I are going to go see that. My wife is not, because she hates fun. But,
yeah, but we're going to go see it in theaters.
Yeah, we're going to go see it in theaters. Because The Incredibles is freaking awesome, and I can't wait for The Incredibles 2.
So now, going back to Peter Rabbit.
Yes.
And your approach to young children. Is there ever a point where lying comes in?
Lying like the app? The Chinese app?
No, like lying to your daughter. Because I think I would be like, yeah, Peter Rabbit's not showing there. Yeah, I guess Black Panther it is. And then if all of a sudden she sees Times or a poster of Peter Rabbit, then it would be like down the rabbit hole of lying even more. Like, oh, yeah, that time is so far away from our time. Let's just go to Black Panther. Maybe next time we'll hit Peter Rabbit, knowing full well there's no way I'm hitting Peter Rabbit.
You know, Nick, it's funny you should say that. Hmm. Let me tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Come sit next to me on this comfy couch.
Oh, yes. Snuggle up.
So she wants to go see Peter Rabbit.
Uh-huh.
And I says, but we're going to go see Black Panther. And she's like, yeah, but Peter Rabbit, I want to see Peter Rabbit. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let me watch the trailer. Maybe we'll do both. Because I'm okay with that compromise, right? Like, we're already at the theater anyway. And they usually play movies, like, every couple hours anyway. So I was like, you know, like, if it looks okay, we'll go see Black Panther. And then, like, I'll get to Peter Rabbit. So I checked the times. Like, it would roughly match up, right, where we leave Black Panther, we go into Peter Rabbit. And I watched the trailer, and I was like, this looks god-awful. So I said, Zoe, we're not going to go see Peter Rabbit. She's like, why not? Well, Zoe, I'm not going to lie to you. It looks really bad. Because, look, here's the thing. Zoe is only 7.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know what you're saying, right? And I think a lot of parents do that. Where
I don't know if they do. Where, I think a lot of parents do what you say. Well, but I don't have children, so I would have no problem lying to them.
I don't know, man. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of parents are like, no. I'm the parent. We're going to do this.
No, I think when we grew up, it is. I think now a lot of parents, and I feel free to correct me, you're a parent.
Sure.
But looking at my brother and my friends and coworkers, I won't say that the kids rule the roost, but it definitely feels like, hey, I'm going to keep it on Front Street with the kids. I'm going to just be honest with them and like open and honest with them. Up till a point, of course. Sure. But when it comes to movies or stuff like that, then it's like, let me tell you what we're going to do. Sure. But like, usually it's like, whatever the kid wants to go see. Yeah, I had to. And then it's the roll of the eyes of like, yeah, I had to take my daughter, you know, to that movie. Where it's like, no, you didn't have to, but you did. That's a nice parent thing you just did. But, you know, you could have got around that if you wanted to, but sure, you just opted not to.
So when I was growing up, I was the firstborn, obviously the oldest. Lucas is 6 years younger, June's 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
Lucas.
No, Julian's the youngest.
Oh, the baby.
Julian's the baby.
Yes.
And also the dreamboat.
He is still the dreamboat.
Dreamboat,
yes.
For Ray.
Mm-hmm.
But so growing up, my parents weren't very strict with me, I think. I mean, they were very strict until I became a teenager. And then they kind of...
Until you screwed the pooch on it?
Yeah, until I screwed the pooch on it.
Yep.
Lucas and Julian, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So, until I became a teenager. And then, like, they gave me a lot of freedom to do a lot of stuff, right? Like, if I wanted to go out, they let me go out. They weren't asking, like, what I was doing. Because they knew I knew the right thing and the wrong thing to do. Now, obviously, I was a teenager, so I didn't always do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew the difference, so I would never take it too far. And then, like, you know, if, let's just say, because I never did this, but let's just pretend, like, we go to a club or something,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or go to, like, a house party, and I was drunk. Then I'd just, like, text them, be like, hey, I'm not coming home tonight. I'm going to be staying at Neil's or Abe's or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, I'll call you in the morning or, like, you know, when I'm on the way home. And 99% of the time, they were cool with that, you know? Like, my parents, surprisingly, were very progressive, because...
I'm not arguing this. I think that parents are a lot more letting the kid rule the roost.
Well, so...
Nowadays.
But, so, like, with our girls, we try...
Because you would also get disciplined pretty well if you were out of line.
Sure.
Back in the day, and it was a harsh discipline. I'm not saying like smack around or anything.
Yeah.
But it was a hell of a lot harsher than, Martin, come here, give me your phone. I'm going to hold on to your phone for 1 hour. Like, come on, really? Are you? But I know plenty of parents that are doing stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that's not really discipline. Okay.
Sure. Well, anyway, so we try to be very fair and flexible with the girls.
Sure.
Because, like, you know, I feel like they should be able to make their own decision. Or learn how to make their own decision.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And if they mess up, they mess up, but like they know right and wrong, so they're not going to mess up too bad.
I can appreciate that you gave her your reasoning of why you didn't want to see that movie.
Oh, absolutely.
And she didn't go into this temper tantrum of, we have to see this movie, not that other movie. You know, like, I know plenty of kids that just have meltdowns and the parents are like, ay, 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 okay, we'll go see whatever you want to do, honey. Let's go do it.
Yeah, well, she knows it won't fly with me.
Yeah,
like, when Zoe's at her mom's, it flies over there.
Right.
But she knows here it doesn't fly. So...
So, in other words, your ex now will be bringing her to Peter Rabbit.
Absolutely.
Like, I know what you'll be doing this weekend. Enjoy.
Absolutely. So I was like, look, I'm going to be honest. If the movie looks bad, I don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was okay with that, right? There was no tantrum, like, no argument about it, nothing like that. She's like, good. All right, I guess. Like, we'll go see Black Panther. Well, so we get to the movie theater, and the movie started at 1, and it's like 11:30.
Did you pre-order your tickets already, or are they assigned seat tickets?
It wasn't assigned seats, but I did pre-order.
Okay.
So, and it was cheap too, because it was matinee tickets. And
nice.
So usually when my wife and I go to the theater, we go to the one in Greenville. So we drive like the 20 or 30 minutes to get there. I think it's an AMC. Big theater. Sure. Much bigger town. But, for a lot of things, we've been going to, the one that's a little bit closer, it's about a 10-minute drive, and it's in a small town. And so part of the reason we go is the tickets are cheaper. So
sure.
If I went to AMC on Sunday morning to go see it, it was going to be like $11.
Right.
I'm guessing,
are those assigned seats with like...
No.
Really?
Nope, not assigned seats.
All the theaters around me in the suburbs of Chicago, that's about the price you pay. But they're all assigned seats, which is sweet because then you don't have to get there at 11:30 for a 1 o'clock show, as well as they're all reclining seats.
I mean, the seats are all very nice. The only time you get the assigned to choose a seat is if you do the RPX showings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it's like an extra dollar or something, $2.
Gotcha.
And they're like extra nice seats, and you have like extra leg room.
Mm-hmm.
And like the extra better sound and the, you know, 3-inch bigger screen.
Yeah.
Like I don't care about any of that stuff.
Right. As long as it doesn't sell out or you have to sit away from your daughter. That's the only concern.
And I never go see in 3D because I think 3D is just dumb. So, anyways, the tickets at this theater, as opposed to the 11, whatever it was, for a matinee showing is $7.35.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah.
$7.35. How about just $7.50?
Look, it's $7.35.
Okay, all right.
You're
making the 16-year-olds do a lot of math right there.
So we went to this theater. Well, so we get there, and I was like, on the way, I'm like, well, do you want to go eat something before we go to the movie? Because we had breakfast, but it was like 8 in the morning.
Sure.
I made, what are they called? Bullseyes.
Oh.
You know, like yum. When you take slice of bread, you cut a circle in the middle, and you put butter in the pan, you throw the bread on top, and then you break an egg inside the circle, and then so you're frying it in butter, flip it.
Yep.
Anyway, it's delicious.
It's the best.
So, now,
you didn't do a bird's nest, though, huh?
What's the difference?
You put shredded hash browns in there and then drop the egg on top.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, which is really nice, but I like the simplicity of the bullseye.
Yeah, no, I usually do the bullseye, and then so Zoe just keeps it plain. Everybody just keeps it plain, just the egg and the toast with a little bit of salt on it. I put some shredded cheddar, shredded parmesan.
I was just about to ask, but you're so fancy, I knew you'd go fancy.
And then a little drizzle of sriracha.
Because you know what this white trash boy used to do?
What?
Velveeta single, my friend.
Oh my goodness.
But come on, the Velveeta single, it totally brings you back to childhood grilled cheese. And it's good. It melts really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God, dude. And you left that yolk runny, did you?
Oh, I always do.
Yeah, of course you do.
With my wife, I have to cook it extra because she hates the runny yolk.
Yeah, some people that skeeves out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I get it.
My wife has a thing about textures in food.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so she doesn't like it runny. Like, I made a... cauliflower tater tots the other night.
Yeah.
And they were delicious. But the problem is, they're kind of like they're very soft inside because it's cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't like them too much, but everybody else ate them.
Yeah.
I made broccoli tater tots tonight. They were fucking banging, dude.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, we're not here to talk about food.
Are those ones that you get out of a bag, or do you make them yourself?
No. I got them out of the bag.
Okay, because I haven't tried those yet, and I was curious how the texture is on them.
The broccoli ones are great.
Are they more tater totty than broccoli?
Yes.
Oh, I might have to try those.
Yeah, it's I'm assuming they just like mash up the broccoli with cheese.
Sure. Yeah.
And then like make them into a thing and bread them.
Yeah. However they have to do it.
Yeah. And so I like my tots crispy. So it says to do 425 for 15 minutes.
No.
I did it 450 for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost double that cooking time, because those need to be nice and crispy and brown.
Yeah, they were nice on the outside.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, I just used the same timer, because I made jasmine rice at the same time. That takes 20 minutes.
Sure.
So I just set a rice timer, and boom. All right.
Nice.
So we're on the way.
Did you go for lunch?
Well, so that's what I asked her. I said, well, do you want to get lunch? And she's like, well, I just want to get candy and popcorn.
Good choice.
Which, of course, I mean, like, that's it. Look, if we didn't make some kind of vegetable, Zoe would just eat candy. She loves candy. Yeah,
of course.
She's a kid. She's a kid.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
However,
love candy?
She's gotten smart now that she's a little bit older, right? Because she's always been that way with the sweets. But, you know, my wife likes for us to eat somewhat healthy.
Yes.
And so, well, if
while mom's away.
Well, we'll get to that later. if Zoe wants sweets, she can eat sweets, but first she has to eat the fruit.
Sure.
Right? So like an apple or a banana or like a bunch of grapes, whatever.
Right.
If she doesn't eat her dinner for whatever reason, she doesn't like what we made, that's fine. Like we're not going to make her eat it, but she's got to go eat some fruit. Right? She's not going to get like Chef Boyardee or whatever.
Yeah. Or like, oh, you just want a piece of cheesecake instead? Here you go.
Yeah,
just jump to dessert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So she's gotten very good about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I'll be at work. Sometimes I have to work on Saturdays for a little bit. So she's home with my wife and Reagan. And I'll be home and she'd be like, oh, like Heather made whatever, like black eyed peas. I don't know. I just made that up. We never make black eyed peas. Heather made black eyed peas. I don't like it. But I had a banana and an apple. I'd be like, all right, cool. No problem. You know what I mean?
Let's go get some Skittles.
Yeah, let's go get a donut now.
Yeah.
So I asked her, she's like, well, I just want popcorn and candy. And I was like, look, you're not going to have popcorn and candy. You can pick one or the other. But you're not going to have both. I said, are you sure you don't want to eat before? Because every time we go to the movie, she just wants either popcorn or candy, and she'll eat that, and then she gets a stomach ache because she hasn't eaten. Which surely she did, because she hadn't eaten.
Of course. Yeah, semi-big boxes of candy.
Yeah. So she's like, no, I just want to get popcorn. I was like, all right, that's fine. So
you know what would help her stomach ache? Is if you got up and went out and got her some popcorn. That would sort of settle her stomach down. Oh, and refill my drink one. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Oh, man.
Because it's like, she got me. Damn it.
This is the first time I let her go and refill her own popcorn and drink.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
She's very independent, so she likes it when I let her do her own thing.
Sure.
So she's like, but I want to stop at the gas station and get a drink. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I want to get some coffee or something. I had to get gas too, I think. So we stopped by the gas station, got some stuff.
Oh, okay. What would generate from the gas station? What could she get that you would consider a meal?
Nothing.
Okay. I didn't know if there was something that like, well, she got one of those taquito roll up things. I'm not going to tell Heather that it was what she got, but I'll let Heather know. Yeah, she ate something. She had a meal.
But in your head,
you're like, she did eat a taquito. Ooh.
Yeah. No, she usually doesn't like any of the foods at gas stations.
Okay. I just didn't know if that would get her around. Like, now I can get popcorn and candy because I got something to eat, Dad.
Well, so we get our drinks and I asked to get some guests or whatever. And she wants candy. And I was like, look, you're not getting candy.
She just did the two-prong attack right there.
Of course, she tries to be slick.
If I get candy now, in 20 minutes, Daddy will forget I had that candy, and I can swoop in for the popcorn.
I have no doubts this works at my ex's house, but it doesn't work with me. So I said, look, I just told smart. You. She's super slick.
Oh, she's good. I like it. I like her a lot.
She is very slick. So.
God, that's so good.
So I was like, look, we're not getting candy. You said you picked popcorn. When we get to the theater, we're going to get popcorn.
What?
And she's like,
but Dad, it's a very small amount of candy.
That's exactly what she said.
She's not like one of those big ones.
She said, but I'll just get a little thing of Skittles.
Just a little, Daddy. I mean, you know how big they are, Daddy, at the movie. You know how big. Look, I'm really paying attention to, you know, how much I'm eating here. I'm getting a small bag.
So I said, look, no candy.
But you know she'd go to the counter. She'd get out with you. She'd go to the counter, and instead of grabbing one of the regular bags, it'd be like, oh, here's a family size. I've seen kids do that all the time, and sometimes the parents let them, and sometimes it's like, family size? Put that back. No, you're getting a regular size.
Oh, no, at this gas station, they're slick. They only sell family size candy.
She's good.
Oh. So I put everything on the counter. I'm going to pay. And of course, you know, like all these places, they always have like an impulse area.
Of course. And it's like two for almost the price of one.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I get up there and they have at each register
mm-hmm.
three different flavors of those little Girello chocolate things.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah. They're small, right? They're like, you know, an inch by an inch.
Oh, they're so small.
And then,
yeah.
And then, like, they have a plain one. There's, like, a caramel one. It's just, like, a little thin layer. And there's some other one. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I love those.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, damn it. I have to get a little Giorello. Because they were, like, two for a dollar.
Oh, and there's two of you, so it's perfect.
So I went to grab one, and I was like, well, fuck. Now I have to get Zoe one, because I'm getting candy.
Oh.
So I let Zoe pick a Giorello bar.
Damn it.
So she won, I lost.
Yep, she did win. Oh, she's so good.
But, so we're on the way. Well, yeah. I misjudged my timing completely.
Then does she look up at you when she knows she won that candy bar? Does she look up at you and like, thanks, Daddy?
she said, thanks, you're Daddy. The best dad. Of course, I am the best dad. She tells her mom that every day.
And she's like, dum-dum.
So I mentioned the timing. We're on the way. We get to the theater at like noon.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The movie's not till 1.
Oh boy.
The movie's not till 1.
Oh boy.
They don't open till 12:30.
Oh, okay.
There is literally nobody there. It's me and Zoe standing outside.
Wow.
So I give her my phone. She's playing LOL Pops. That's her new thing.
Sure.
And, and we're just joking around for like 30 minutes until the place opens up. And then we go in, we get a popcorn.
Is there a line at this point?
By the time they opened up, yeah, there was a line. There were probably like 30 people outside waiting.
Okay.
By the time the movie started, the theater was packed. There was not a single seat.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be worried about.
But yeah, so we got popcorn and she got a couple of refills. We had a drink. Here's the cool thing about this theater. So.
A couple of refills.
Well,
is this a movie chain, like,
no.
Now AMC used to be free refills no matter what the size.
Nope.
And they changed it to like the garbage bag size.
Right.
Only.
Right.
Is this the same type of like you have to get the big bowl box, whatever the hell you want to call it?
No.
The size of your head bag.
So I don't know if this is a local place or if it's a small chain. But because a lot of people were going to AMC and some of the other ones, because they had much nicer theaters.
Yeah, of course.
They ended up remodeling this theater last year. Ooh, so they changed the whole lobby area. They replaced all the seats in all the theaters and all the screens.
Ooh, smart.
So they put bigger screens. They put like super nice like couches. Well, not couches, but like, you know, like really comfy seats that recline. They gave you a little bit more leg space.
Do they have a bar on the outside?
What do you mean? Like armrests?
No. Like on the outside in the like ticketing area.
Oh, no.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like close to a, like an Alamo Draft House or
nope.
something.
Nope. And instead of having a concessions area like most theaters do, they added two popcorn machines, which you fill your own popcorn.
Ooh, dangerous.
And then they have an island with all the soft drinks. So, so the soft drinks and the popcorn is free refill.
Why would you ever buy something larger than a small?
Exactly. So I got a small popcorn and a small drink.
Yeah.
And we refilled each one like three or four times.
Right. And since Zoe's old enough to go out and do it herself, now all of a sudden Daddy's like, hey, how about another refill?
Yeah.
Because you know a kid's like, hell yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. And I don't have to worry about missing the movie.
Right.
It was perfect. But anyways, we get there, and of course, on the outside they have all the movie posters for what's playing and what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And also inside, but on the outside. And we pull my truck up, and she sees a poster for Jumanji.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, we should go see Jumanji instead of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe. I kind of want to see Jumanji. But I was dead set on Black Panther.
Now, can I interject?
Of course.
Jumanji was a darn good movie.
That's what I hear.
It was a dumb popcorn movie, like disconnect your brain, but holy Christ, it was funny and entertaining. Like, I can see why it was number one at the box office for like 7 weeks straight or however long it was. It was like a fun family movie without being Peter Rabbit dumb, you know? So yeah, it was really good. Well worth going. I think your entire family enjoyed that.
So I'll watch it when it comes out on streaming somewhere. I mean, I'll rent it, but yeah.
My only complaint of the movie, they didn't have a gag reel. And you could tell that there had to be funny bits that they left on the cutting room floor.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do that when it comes out.
Yeah, it looked like they were having tons of fun filming that movie.
So I was like, I kind of want to see Jake. But I was like, well, did you see it? And she's like, yeah, I saw it with my sister on the Fire Stick. And I was like, shame on your mom for pirating content.
Mm-hmm. Or does she mean the original Jumanji?
No.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because she starts telling me about the movie.
Gotcha.
And so, of course, she gave me the way out. I said, well, you already saw it. We're not going to see it because you already saw it.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb of her. That's her one mistake of the day so far.
All right, so that's the Jumanji talk is over. We go, we get our tickets, we go find a theater, and we have to go to the right, and it's the second theater on the right. Mm-hmm, so we go right, and the first theater on the right is, of course, Peter Rabbit.
Ugh, God.
So we have to pass it. She's like, Daddy, Peter Rabbit, we should go see it. Lucky for me, Peter Rabbit didn't start till 3.
Oh, darn it.
And, you know, they have the movie show times on the front. And I was like, well, look, it starts at 3. It's like 12:30 right now. We're not going to wait around two more. I was like, do you want to wait around for 2 more hours? She's like, no, I don't want to wait. We'll just go see Black Panther. I was like, yes, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice, Zoe. I'm glad you chose that we go see Black Panther.
Yes, very smart.
Yes. So that's my movie story.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that story a lot.
It's pretty interesting.
But it was not a movie for her.
No, she didn't enjoy it as much as some of the other ones. She loves Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
This one, not so much. Like, she was into it, but she could have done with that.
Sure, yeah. It seems like it had a different vibe, so.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily for me either.
No. Oh. All right, I don't want to hear any more. No. Go in clean.
It was a good movie, don't get me wrong.
Okay, good. Hey, can I circle back to C2E2 real quick? Because I'm curious where you're going to stand with this.
Of course.
Tim Sale.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yes, you do. Where are you, like, are you going to wait in line to have him sign something?
Nope.
Are you going to look at his prints? Are you going to go listen to him talk? Like, is he, for me, it's Klaus Janson or Alan Davis. Like, I'm uber excited because I used to read that when I was a young tyke, but not that young, but still. Like, where does Tim Sale fall for you in your Batman love?
I mean,
in a con perspective, like, is it just like, yeah, he did Batman, but so did a lot of other people.
I mean, Tim Sale's great.
Oh my God, Tim.
No, Tim Sale's great. Don't get me wrong, but he's not one of those guys where I'm like, oh, Tim Sale's there. I have to go see Tim Sale. Like, if he doesn't have a big line, like if there's like a couple people in line, then I'll swing by and maybe like look at a few things, you know, see what's up. But
he has not been at a Chicago con that I've attended. Why it's like, oh, that's interesting. Like, that's interesting to me. Yeah. But there's a lot of people, like, there's a lot of people that are close regionally. Like, Jeff Darrow, he's always here. Same with, oh, what the hell's his name? I'm trying to think of the artist. Darn it. What the hell's, I can't, I'm drawing a blank. Sorry. Good God. Oh, Gene Ha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to be there.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's in Chicago.
Right, right.
So, but for me, it's like, yeah, Gene Hodson. But I'm sure, like, he might not do East Coast or West Coast. Sure, of course he does San Diego or New York, but he might not go to a smaller type con on one of the coasts, you know?
Sure, sure.
Where those people would be like, Gene Ha, are you kidding me? Like, no. Like, Lee Weeks was that for me, because I've never had him here. So that's why I thought I would ask.
No, I
where,
got you.
Where he falls for you.
God, Lee Weeks is great, man. You know he's going to be the new artist on Batman.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's going to be on Batman proper.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's exciting. And you definitely know he can keep up. I don't know about now, but he used to be able to keep up with monthly books pretty easy.
Oh, I'm sure he can. I'm sure he can.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Which, it's surprising, because, I mean, I don't know how old he is, but he's up there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah. He did that Batman and the FUD, which is freaking mm-hmm. He did the Batman annual. So yeah, they're going to have him on the ongoing. It's exciting.
Yeah, that's great.
And then Joelle Jones, I think, man, she's freaking amazing. Like, yeah. I'm not even reading the book anymore, but I'll flip through it just to see the art.
Yeah, there's some new for me artists that are, like, who was it? The Batman shadow artist. Is that Rossimo?
Oh yeah, Riley Rossimo.
Like, whenever I see his name on a book, it's like, ooh, I have to flip through this. Even if I don't, like, I don't like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but if he was doing the art, it'd be like, I have to flip through this. I don't know if I have to buy it, but I at least have to see his art.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yep, I agree. And I got my my Shazam number one today. Very exciting.
Dude, that cover looked sweet.
It's in good shape, isn't it?
It's in real good shape.
I was amazed. It didn't, it looked good in the pictures, but mm-hmm. It looked better in person. I was like, hell yeah. That was money well spent.
That felt like a Mike Myers book. Remember, you know how he always talks, like, when I sell stuff, I always sell stuff one grade lower just so people won't complain?
Mm-hmm.
That looked like that for me. When I was looking at your cover, I was just like, wow, those colors are amazing.
Yep.
And you don't see, like, other than the spine having, like, what, three dings on it?
Yep.
The other side looked beautiful, like no one even opened it up and turned the pages.
Yep.
Yeah, good score.
Yeah. I didn't take it out of the bag yet.
I'll send you down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it probably will.
Watch out.
It probably will. And my Avengers number 8 is not here yet, but that's okay.
Oh, darn it.
And I gotta tell you, I'm watching an auction for a Batman 181.
Ooh.
It has 9 what bays about, on it.
What about your Fantastic Four?
I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet.
Okay.
Because I found this auction for the Batman 181, and I really want that book. So, I'm gonna watch it for a couple days and see what happens. If the price starts jumping crazy, which I'm sure it will. Because right now there's only like a couple bidders on it, and it's low. It's at like 15, 20 bucks. But there's still 9 days left in the auction. And you know how those eBay auctions are. It's not till the last couple of days, like even the last day, where the price starts jumping pretty high.
Yeah, to be honest with you, when I was heavy into eBay, it was never ever where the price is currently. Now, especially now, it's how many watchers are there.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Because if there's tons of watchers, it's like, oh.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Yep.
Yeah, don't even
bother. So sometimes it's worth, like, throwing out a direct message to the seller to be like, hey, is there any chance you do a buy it now for this price?
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if they possibly would bite, because a lot of buyers still get really paranoid that, is this book going to sell for $5? Oh my God, I can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're desperate, you possibly can swoop in and end that auction.
You're right. So we'll see. I'm going to watch that for a little bit. If it's in a good price range, like, I'm trying to see what a good price range. Based on the shape of this book, mm-hmm. I mean, if I can get it for like $200, I'd probably get it.
Nice.
It's in very good shape. But again, because it's in very good shape, I'm sure it'll go for.
Yep. And then at the end, you'll be like, who is this C. Campbell? Who the hell is this guy?
Oh, that guy. I tell you, he ruins everything. Ruins it all. I had, he and I had a back and forth, on Twitter a couple weeks ago, because oh. He was looking for suggestions to add to his Batman library.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like novels or graphic paperbacks or anything like that, but like books, right? Like the Batman Encyclopedia, things like that.
Sure.
And, we were talking, and I think Hassan chimed in on it and said he mentioned some kind of book, and, he and I both tracked it down immediately, bought it. And I don't know if I don't know if he received his. It's Tales of the Dark Knight. It's got reprints of the first 50 years of stories.
Yeah.
And I ordered one, and it was supposed to be here last week.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday. And okay. So Friday came, and it was on my Amazon thing, like your thing is expected today.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'll just wait for the package.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Friday comes and goes, and no package.
Saturday. Did you even get the confirmation of, like, it's been delivered?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
But I went through the whole thing, right? Like, your order is placed, your order has shipped, like, mm-hmm. your order will arrive, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And so Saturday comes, nothing. Sunday comes, nothing. So Monday, I'm like, well, what the hell? So I go and hit track package, and there's no tracking info.
Ooh.
So I emailed the seller and I was like, dude, where's my book? It's supposed to be here Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, they emailed me like 3 or 4 times and they're like, well, I don't know what's going on with it. The book was shipped. So at this point, like we can ship you another one or refund you the money. I don't want the damn refund. I want the damn book. I didn't say it like that, but I replied and I said, okay, cool. Thanks. Okay. And he said the same thing. He's like, I even checked the tracking and I can't track it. So I don't know what happened. So it seems to me like somebody at the post office saw that Martin Ferretti had a book coming to his house, and they're like, it's probably a Batman book. We're going to steal it and send it to Aaron Bell's house.
I'm a loyal listener. I like Batman too. I'll steal all of them.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I don't know where the hell the book is, but yeah, so I emailed the guy and I was like, that's fine. Like, thanks for getting back to me in time. Like, just send me another copy. So now I've got to wait for another copy.
And by this time, Chris Campbell has his copy of it, and he's taking pictures and flipping through it and loving it.
He might.
Dang it.
He might.
I was supposed to get that ahead of you.
But, yeah, I'm excited for this, because the book's been out of print for, like, 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And it was pretty cheap. So I was like, well, hell, I need that.
I like Batman.
I like Batman. I've heard of him.
I'm pretty sure this is good.
And I'm sure it's going to be like all stuff I own anyway. You know what I'm saying? Or yeah. Like at least
have read. Yeah, it absolutely will be. But is it going to be packaged the same way as if you just bought like a regular collection? No.
Sure.
Because I love when they cherry pick issues. You know.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. And you probably haven't read these stories in how long? You know.
Yeah, that's true. Book came out in 89.
Those books, like I have the Alan Davis one? They're on really nice paper, really nice cult, like everything about them, they're worth the money that they request for them. Yeah, I like the whole presentation of them.
Yep.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Way to go, Hassan.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go. Let's wrap this episode up, Nick.
Sure.
We have other things to do, like record more episodes. You have been listening to the Nerdy Legion Podcast. That's us, Nick. We're the Nerdy Legion Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. You can find Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geek Fine. The show's at Nerdy Legion. And, yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, go read some ElfQuest.